This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest with me, Sumitra Selvaraj, Sharmila Ganesan and Lim Soo Ann. Now, before the break, we were talking about World Pneumonia Day and what can be done to kind of address the alarming statistics when it comes to what is the leading cause of death for children globally. Now, we're going to be moving on to our second story. In conjunction with our second story, we've actually got a poll going for you on social media. So, Ann, could you help us out with that?
Yes, we're asking you, have you heard of the phrase, okay, boomer? So 45% of it, you say that, yes, I've heard of it and I think it's clever. 19% of you say I've never heard of it. 18% says I have, but I don't know what it means. And 17% of you say you think it's rude. So you can tell us what you think. Mm-hmm. Are you a baby boomer? Are you a millennial? Are you a Gen X? Mm-hmm. And tell us what you think about the phrase, okay, boomer. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Or you can also call us 03-77-33-2900.
So your familiarity with the phrase, okay, boomer, might just betray your age. If you're active on social media, you might have seen the catchphrase popping up quite a bit lately. And like most internet memes, it's been generating quite a bit of humor online. But what is it exactly? And what does it mean?
So the phrase okay boomer is a quick retort or comeback that is used to dismiss what is perceived as a narrow-minded or outdated attitudes of older people, so particularly people of the baby boomer generation. So not everyone, just some of them. And hence the phrase okay boomer. So last week we were given a classic example of how the phrase can be used by 25-year-old New Zealand politician Chloe Swarbrick. So she was speaking in Parliament about a zero carbon emissions bill when she was heckled and she casually dropped an okay boomer.
My generation and the generations after me do not have that luxury. In the year 2050, I will be 56 years old. Yet, right now, the average age of this 52nd Parliament is 49 years old. Okay, boomer.
Needless to say, the video of Chloe Swarbrick doing this went viral and attracted both admiration and criticism for doing it. I know which side of the divide I sit on. Swarbrick herself wrote a Facebook post saying that she had received a lot of negative responses to her remark. She described the phrase as a simple summarization of collective exhaustion. And she said that she was tired of hearing that millennials have ruined everything. She added that in an argument that cannot be won because facts don't seem to matter, the okay boomer is an acknowledgement that their energy could be spent elsewhere.
Mm, and that's actually almost exactly how this phrase originated. Mm. While it's believed to have begun sometime last year, April, okay boomer first shot to popularity as a response to a video on TikTok, the social media platform. So in this video, an unidentified older man declared that millennials and Generation Z have the Peter Pan syndrome. They don't ever want to grow up. They think that the utopian ideals that they have in their youth are somehow going to translate into adulthood. So in response, millions of young people responded with the phrase, okay, boomer, which is a sort of dismissive criticism against the ideals of the past generation. Ideals that for these young people, they feel that these ideals have shaped the politics, economics and environment of a world that the current generation is unhappy with. Mm. And it's particularly used as a retort for the previous generation's stance on things like technology, climate change, right, or the marginalization of minorities.
Right. Mm. So to make things clear, right, let's set out what these different generations are. So boomer is short for baby boomers, generally referring to anyone born between 1946 and the mid-1960s. Mm. Then you have the millennials or Generation Y, who are typically defined as those born between 1981 and 1996. And then you have the Generation Z or the Zoomers, and who defines those who born starting in the mid to late 1990s onwards.
Hang on a second, Missy. Why have you wiped out my generation completely? Where are the Gen Xers?
Oh, well, the Gen Xers don't come into this argument, I think. You guys are sort of chilling.
we just grab the popcorn and sit back. So it's important to point out that OK Boomer is more a criticism of a certain mindset and attitude than of age, right? The phrase took off as a comeback to social media users who tend to hold regressive views or put down what they see as the snowflake generation. So if you're a boomer who believes in combating climate change or promoting a more inclusive world, then you're likely not to be the one being referred to here. Instead, it's an expression of a younger generation that feels that they've inherited the problems of a world that they had no hand in creating, whether politically, economically, environmentally, or socially, for that matter.
And a great example of that is the language that climate activist Greta Thunberg uses. So she's a Zoomer herself, and she regularly points out how older people have chosen to ignore scientists, to ignore research, especially when it comes to the climate crisis.
And it's so a phrase of this time, isn't it? It is a refusal to engage with unfair or uninformed opinions. And it's a way of saying, if you won't respect me enough to listen to me, then I won't either.
Right.
It's like a combination of an eye roll and a talk to the hand. And it's definitely gaining popularity because as of this month, videos tagged with hashtag OKBoomer on TikTok have been viewed more than 44.6 million times.
Woo-wee. So the phrase certainly has its critics, though many people call it ageist, while other critics say that it enforces generational divides rather than mending them. And as Chloe Swarbrick said, she received a lot of criticism for using the phrase. And Star Trek actor William Shatner called the phrase a childish insult after a Twitter user directed it at him. Of course, it's often viewed as one more reason to call the younger generation touchy and entitled.
So to get an idea of the frustrations behind this OK Boomer phrase, because it's a lot more than just an internet meme. It's a symptom of actual simmering issues. So we have on the line 21-year-old multidisciplinary artist Vishalini Naidu, who is squarely from Generation Z. Visha, when it comes to this so-called generational divide between the baby boomers and the current younger generation, what do you think are some of the main issues?
Baby boomers believed for so long that their struggle and the things that they went through justifies their worth and their being in this current moment and everything they have gained, all their value that they've gained, monetary or otherwise. And to see a generation of people challenge that completely and still maintain that same value is very unnerving. So much of what my generation is going through is built on systems that were built for them or they built themselves to benefit them and to place them in these positions of power and hierarchy and financial stability, which does not work for us, that does segregate, that is also racist, that is also sexist. And so if we challenge that while they are still alive, that would mean that they will come tumbling down, and that's scary as well, right? You know, who wants to lose power and privilege? And we are young enough to challenge it because we also have an understanding of time that is longer, that is more patient. There is an idea that we are willing to go down to the ground and rebuild ourselves. We are willing to put the work of climate change, we are willing to put the work of community engagement, we are willing to be better communities more than they ever were because they never fully had a sense of community. They had a sense of individualism in order to survive the environments that they were in, which were harsh. And our environments are just as harsh too, but they have transcended. And it's difficult then when the power belongs to a group of people who believe that suffering is worthy, that suffering is what you need to go through in order to justify anything that you gain, that they are right and that they will subjugate you to that. But it has no basis, right? It only breaks generations further. It just continues this trauma forever. And then you ask yourself, why? Why is it that we've been going around in circles for so long? And so I'm glad that with my generation, versus sitting here and wondering why or lamenting or passing that trauma on, we just go, okay, boomer, and move along.
And how do you see this frustrations of the generational divide translating into a Malaysian context?
It has translated so, I don't know whether so well or so badly, that the conversation, this kind of conversation, is probably only just picking up. Because it's so ingrained in our education system to not question, to listen. This idea of respecting elders that is built in fear, that is built in submitting to abuse and violence, right? Whether it's verbal or physical, that it's also culturally enforced, that my generation find it harder to know, to even think that they could say, okay, boomer. I personally feel this way. There isn't a culture of conversation here. It's a culture of listening that is not full-bodied. It is listening as a form of inputting information that's considered absolute, that is Puritan, and having to just continuously regurgitate. Which is why you can find within my own generation, people who are homophobic, people who are racist, people who are misogynist, they are still rampant because it is reinforced and it is practiced by this older generation, and living in a system which supports it continues to let it fester. But we are seeing these things changing, right? Like Undi 18 to me, I feel, is a really, really great example of that changing, of young people saying no, or saying okay, boomer, you know, in their own respect. But again, then I go back to access and exposure and how many people have that. And so my worry is that, not that we're not going to, I think there's no such thing as this impossibility of change. Change is very much possible. It's whether or not it comes in the time that we wish it to be, and that's hard to tell, right? But that's the thing about movements as well. Movements are long, they are long drawn, they are years of work that are put in to a moment where it explodes and comes to the forefront, and then again, years of work after that.
So, Visha, what is the one thing you'd like to tell people of the previous generations about young people today?
Listen. Listen and engage. The world that we live in now, as a young person versus an older person, they're two very different experiences. And none of us hold an absolute truth at all, ever. And so what I ask is for presence and for you to listen. There's a reason why we march on the street. There's a reason why we make blockades. There is a reason why all of this is happening right now. There's a reason why we are upset and deeply upset. Because what we are going through is something that truly, fully, that generation will not be able to fully understand, and that's fine, but you can empathize and you can support. Why did they do the things they do when they were young? I'll throw that question back to them. What were they doing when they were young? When they were fighting these wars, what did they believe in? They believe in a better world, right? A world that was safe for them, right? It's the exact same thing.
That was multidisciplinary artist Vishalini Naidu, who is, I believe, also a proud member of Generation Z. She's 21 years old.
A very, very eloquent member of Gen Z as well, I would say.
So we have been asking you about this OK mm-hmm. Boomer phrase on social media as well.
Yeah, so we asked you if you've heard of it, and 46% of you say yes, and I've heard of it and I think it's clever. 21% of you have never heard of it. 17% of you say yes, I've heard of it, but what does it mean? Mm. Well, 16% of you think it's rude. So you can still take that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can still WhatsApp us 01878988899 and tell us really what you think about this phrase.
Mm. So is it rude? I wonder. That's something that I've wondered, right? Are we being ageist? Are we being exclusionary by drawing these lines based on people being older or younger?
Well, we have a Twitter comment that says from Eman Ibrahim saying that I voted for rude, but just like any other insult, it needs to be looked at in context and as well as the tone of how it was said.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think we have a couple of other comments as well, right?
Sorry. We also have another Twitter comment from Apala saying, yes, I know what it means. It is what it is and there's no need to be for or against it.
I absolutely think that you have to be for or against it. Well, I do anyway.
Well, many people actually seem to have very strong opinions against it as well as for it, right?
Yeah. And one last comment from Shishan Lee saying, I prefer more cut or colourful insults myself.
I do too.
So I've thought about this actually, and I think what I like about the OK Boomer phrase is really it is a depiction, as Chloe Swarbrick says, it is a depiction of that exhaustion. And I believe, in my opinion, a lot of it comes from the fact that we have these conversations online now.
Yeah.
And that fatigue of having to continuously emphasize your points and have it shot down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to continuously defend your argument as well when you have so much. Like in the case of the climate crisis, right? You have so much evidence that shows you why this is all true, and yet you still have people shutting you down.
Right. With things that don't make sense.
Yes.
Right. And honestly, if the previous generation thinks that they can shut people down by saying, well, you're too young to have an opinion, you don't know anything, then perhaps they deserve to be told you're too old to be relevant.
Ah, on this, I agree with you 100%, because I feel that the art of conversation has to be along the lines of giving it as good as you get.
Mm.
And if you're willing to open up discourse, whether it's face-to-face or whether it's, you know, on social media, you've got to be able to handle comments that come your way, right? And this is something I really believe in. I believe that if you defend the right to be able to say whatever that you want, other people should be able to do exactly the same. Mm. In this particular case, I think it was really rude of the parliamentarian to cut her off in the first place.
That's right. Yeah, we couldn't hear what the heckler was saying on the clip itself. But yes, she's talking, speaking in parliament,
and she's been given the time. If you honour the rules of the House, you would let your fellow parliamentarian say his or her or their piece rather than trying to make a silly snide comment. And then, of course, when you are told off for that silly for that comment, you in turn just turn around and say, well, no, I think it's awful. I shouldn't be treated in this manner.
Mm-hmm. We also have another WhatsApp comment saying that the boomers have seen much changes in terms of technology. Even though they are more hardworking, they are willing to cooperate, but they are resistant to change. I think it's not rude to say, okay, boomer.
Mm. I find it quite hard to kind of make these sort of sweeping generalization type of stereotypes in every generation, right?
So, and I think you mentioned it earlier as well, that it's not a case of, we're not saying, okay, boomer. The phrase is not a put down of people, entire generation of people.
No, it's not.
It is a criticism of a certain mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That particularly comes from that idea that I'm older, I've been around longer, and therefore I know better.
A lot of the times as well, I think on social media, especially when we have conversations on social media, when there is a little bit of a kerfuffle, I often find, I'm on Instagram a lot, and I often find this whole kind of advice that kind of comes your way, just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Just ignore it and keep doing your thing. No, why should I ignore something that raises my hackles? Why am I not allowed to say something back in response? This young woman did in Parliament because it was her right to. And the idea that it's rude doesn't sit well with me.
Mm. It does seem to annoy a lot of older people, doesn't it?
I wonder why.
It's as if they take it so personally. I wonder, is it because a part of them feels like they are representative of all those things that they get called out for? Things like not checking your facts before forwarding messages or relying on uncredited or weird sources and using that as an argument for things like climate change or vaccinations.
Mm.
I mean, these are things that I understand has, as the person who messaged said, a technological component. Sometimes it's just not being used to the environment in which many people operate now.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as Visha said, maybe you could take a step back and listen instead of keeping on putting down people who maybe are more familiar with the digital space, with how to operate in these spaces now.
I remember reading a tweet once that, you know, kind of threw shade to, did you know that there's this hashtag on Twitter, hashtag how to confuse a millennial? And it's basically, you know, boomers throwing millennials shade, right? Mm-hmm. Saying, you know, it's so easy to kind of confuse the guys. And then they give it an example of something snarky. And then I saw this Twitter response saying, yeah, sure, boomers, something along the lines of, yeah, sure, boomers use hashtag how to confuse a millennial. And then 30 seconds later, you're asking us for help to sort out your Wi-Fi and internet issues. Which is absolutely true.
We also have another WhatsApp comment from Julian Mokhtar saying that we do have our own OK Boomer equivalent in Malaysia, Yelatu.
Oh, snap. I like it.
Another Twitter comment came in asking, you know, commenting if could something this trivial become bigger due to the amplifying effect of social media?
I'd say absolutely yes. Mm-hmm. I think in a lot of times in days gone by, I remember when I was younger, my mother used to attend Parliament sittings, and she'd come back home and she'd tell us, you know, oh, this was said and that was said, and, you know, these rude words were uttered. And of course, there was no way that you would actually hear about those proceedings at all. These days, the moment somebody says something, it's in your phone, in the, you know, snap of a finger.
And that's basically very much how, again, back in the day before hashtags were a thing. So, and you're clearly the only one who's a true millennial.
She's just a quizzical look at the tip of her head.
Hashtag days, what? If you... It was sort of a generational divide in a real sense, yes, where you had in-jokes and they only circulated in your generation, right?
Yes.
And there's very little chance that these, you know, these jokes, or even when you make fun of older people, it's not like there was a huge back and forth. But now the online space is like a great leveler. Everyone can engage. Honestly, I'm fine with the fact that everyone can have an opinion now.
Yes.
Because it places everyone on an equal platform. You're forced to actually argue your point rather than argue the fact that you're older, or, you know, arbitrary things like age or class or things like that.
And you can take a stand, right? You can choose to take a stand, or you can choose not to take a stand. Mm-hmm. But I think the mistake that's made is when you tell other people what they should do, or how they should say, or what, you know, how they should react to. And this is, like you said, a level playing field. Do we have any more comments on social media?
Yes, another WhatsApp just came in from Maggie saying that I am a baby boomer who have not heard of that phrase, but I can accept it from anyone except my own children. So it's a parent thing. We can admit our own mistakes to anyone, but it's a bit more difficult when it comes to your own children.
I must say, Maggie, you don't sound like someone that should have that phrase thrown at you.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about the horror story that would unfold if I said okay boomer to my mother. She would not be above putting me across her knee and giving me a smacking, I think. And anything else on social media? Are we just about ready to wrap things up?
I think that's all for now.
Okay. This has been a thoroughly engaging and fun story. Thank you, Sharmila, for suggesting it.
Thank you for talking about it with me. I hope I never get to a point where someone okay boomers me.
Here, here. So you can continue to share your thoughts with us by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. That is all the time that we have for today's show. Please do look us up on Facebook. We're the BFM The Bigger Picture. You can drop us a message, as always. We'd love to hear from you if you've got any ideas as to what you'd like to see in future The Daily Digest programs. If you missed any part of this particular show, download the podcasts, bfm.my/The Daily Digest, or from our BFM app or via Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Front Row, Sharmila is going to be speaking to Marika Sardar, who's the first Asian curator at the Aga Khan Museum. That's in Toronto, right?
Yes, one of the leading museums when it comes to Islamic art and culture in Toronto.
Fantastic. I shall definitely be listening out for that one. Everybody else, have a wonderful afternoon ahead. And we're going to be leaving you with Children of the Revolution by T-Rex.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.